then?
Government set up an agency.
Now, which government was this?
The Dominion government set up an agency called the Custodian of Enemy Property. And at one time, I think they had about 200 automobiles. I'm not sure of that figure, but it seems that's about right. And another fellow and I who used to do business together, we bought, I believe, I don't know how many he bought, but I bought about 12. And these were bought not from the Japanese, but from the Dominion government, really, because they were already taken away from the Japanese, and so I bought them from the Custodian of Enemy Property, that's the correct way to say it. And now, how much did he pay for them? Well, these cars were all evaluated by, I believe, three appraisers for different automobile firms around the city. And suppose a car was worth $100 and you went and offered $110, you'd get it. If you offered $90, you'd get it. Anything within 10% of its value. But if you offered $85, you wouldn't. They would tell you that wasn't quite enough, or they'd say you didn't get it, whatever they felt like that day.
How did the prices compare with say, the market prices, the price that you would eventually sell the automobile for?
Oh, this was the price that I bought them for was roughly a wholesale price, and in no way were they guaranteed. Some were sitting there with flat tires. Some had everything you could think of the matter with them, and they'd sat there long enough. They nearly all had flat batteries, so pretty much as is where is. Deal. And some had obvious value, some had value you have to question, and that was it. And I remember long after this deal was supposed to be over, this one tickles my fancy a little bit. The deal was over, the cars were all sold. I got a phone call from this commission because they knew me because I'd bought several of the cars before, and asked me, was I interested in another car? Well, I said, what kind of car? Well, an Oldsmobile. How did they come to have it then? Well, it belonged to a Japanese lady who had been repatriated someplace in the east, Alberta or farther east, I didn't know where, and eventually this garage, I'm a little ahead of my story. There was property also that was for sale. I never bought any of the property, but some people did. And one fellow phoned from this office and said that he had a car here. Please get it out of there because he wanted to use the garage. Okay, so they got the garage clear by taking the car away, which was owned by this Japanese lady who didn't report it or didn't say anything about it. So when it was hauled down where the others were, then I went and bought it. By this time it had no bumpers on and a few more things. It was showed the marks of being rough, although it had a new coat of paint on. I paid $15 for it.
Well, that's it. So it had no bumpers on, so somebody had just taken the bumpers off. They figured they needed the bumpers, so they took it off before it got to the government lot.
The front bumper, I believe the wrecker tore it off. Bumpers were pretty fragile on older cars, and I think he hooked onto the bumper instead of underneath, and he just tore it off and possibly threw it away. I don't know. I never did get it. I had to buy another one from a wrecker someplace to put on it. But, that was it.
You said that there was property for sale as well. Was there much trading of property in those days through that commission?
I don't know how to answer that except this way. They'd move a man. All right, he had a house and lot. They'd seize the house and lot also. The house and lot was for sale. And in all cases, it had three appraisers. and it was owned by the custodian of enemy property, the Dominion government. The Dominion government had the doing of all of this. And if you offered within 10% of its value, or suppose it was worth $100 and you offered $500, you'd get it automatically. And then the money would go back to him. Sometimes people would overbid on property, and then the money just went back to the fellow who owned it in the first place.
So did, were you ever aware of how the money was split, or what, you know, like for the $100 you paid for the car, you never knew exactly what happened to it?
No, it was a price put on like that, and the Dominion government got the money because there was no question that it had to have the money, a certified check or cash. There was no question. You paid for the car, but after you paid for it, it was definitely yours and transferred in your name, and because you bought it from the Dominion government, it was just as definite as anything else you buy from the Dominion government.
So what was the feeling in those days, just, you know, when the war started, about the Japanese? There must have been editorials and articles in the newspaper.
Oh, yes. But I didn't pay too much attention. I was just a man working with my hands, trying to make a nickel, which I did. And I didn't make a lot of money, but I made a little money. I mean, $40 or $50 was the same as $400 or $500 nowadays, it seems like.
So you weren't there letters to the editor and things like that about what should be done during those days? There must have been public opinion expressed. Was it very strong?
Opinion against the Japanese was fairly strong. I think a great deal of it was unwarranted because a lot of the Japanese we had around here were some of them born here and some of them naturalized citizens. I would say 95% of it was unwarranted, and the people were fine people.
And so was there any, do you know if there were any objections to the whole process? I'm not thinking of the Japanese now, but I'm thinking, were there any people, non-Japanese people, who said, oh, wait a minute, maybe this isn't necessary?
No, you couldn't argue much about it because it was wartime. And because it was a directive from Ottawa, you can't argue with a directive like that, particularly in wartime. So they seized the Japanese people. They looked after them. They had their own hospital in Hastings Fairgrounds one time. My wife was mixed up in that. But they looked after the people. There was no question of harming the people, but the idea was also to get them away from this coast and back in the interior. Three or four people were found to be Japanese spies and very much a danger to the country.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. Actually, the reports that I've heard, even from the RCMP reports, is that they never found anyone.
Well, spies on fish boats, powerful two radios, and a lot of that. One thing I haven't mentioned is that they took over just about all the Japanese fishing boats, best of my knowledge, all. And this friend of mine that bought a few cars with me, he bought the custodian of enemy property. And he has since sold it. I believe it's again owned by a Japanese. And they were raised in Steveston. They knew it very well. They knew it very well, and it was home for them because they were born in this country and raised there. And why shouldn't they call it home?
Okay, well, thanks.
That's what you want?
Yeah, sure. It's just